Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. We are experiencing a burst of really good weather here. It feels a little bit like spring in the morning and full summer by 12 o'clock. So but that's Phoenix weather, and we're grateful. The sun is shining, beautiful. It's a great day, wonderful day to be alive. Just totally full of gratitude this morning. And again, I welcome all of my old listeners. Thank you guys for coming back. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening online. Thank you for calling in. And just give gratitude and thanks for you for all that you are bringing forth and all that you're allowing yourself to experience on this day. And we just give gratitude and thanks. For all of you who have been listening to me for a while, you know that I have a format that I follow when we are doing these shows. And one of them is that I always pray. I give prayer and give thanks that the Creator has allowed me to be able to do this. And I always tell you that I'm just a vessel for that which is coming through. So today is no different than that. I am feeling that power of being a vessel today, and I just need the creative source to give me the insight, give me the wisdom, and give me the knowledge to be able to present to you that for which is being given to me. And, you know, I always, when I do these shows, I always, when I sit down to write my message out, I always say, God, all of you and none of me. God, all of you and none of me, because I want my message to be full with spirit and full with the divine guidance of God and all the other ascended masters, ascended hosts who helped me to put this show on. So gratefully, so I can be able to bring you a message that is for your highest goods, okay? So let's get started today. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for all there is and all there is to be. We ask you to continue to guide us, continues to give us wisdom, continues to give us knowledge of that for which we are so desire. We thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, God, for giving us divine health in our physical bodies. We are grateful and thankful, and we're just glad that you and grateful that you have allowed us to have another week, that we are here on another Sunday, and that you are the source that have allowed it to be. And so we come with open hearts and open minds, knowing that we are one with you, God, and knowing that we are connected together, that you are there and guiding us and giving us insight and giving us wisdom at all times to move forward and do that for which we are needing to do. So we thank you, God, for just being there. We thank you for all those divine spiritual guidings you have allowed to us to be in our lives and to keep us safe and keep us moving in the right direction. We thank you, guardian angels, for supporting us as we have gone through this week. We thank all the ascended masters, ascended hosts who have also helped us on the from the back scene that we are not even aware of, supporting us and helping us to move forward. We give humble and gratitude to all those higher beings. We pray and give gratitude to our ancestors who are supporting us from the other side and bringing forth energy to help us to rise to a higher state of consciousness and a higher state of awareness. So we say thank you for all there is, and we just thank you for divine health this morning for our physical temples. We pray, as usually, for our frontline workers who are working out there on the front line in the health field, for helping in all disorders and diseases, especially in the pandemic, and that they are sacrificing their own self to see that we are well and taken care of. I ask you, God, to put those people in a white light of protection and protect them from all harm and anything that could cause any discomfort in them, to give them strength and let them know that you're guiding and you're there with them to support them. So we say thank you, God, for just allowing it to be. And we know that all is well, and we know that you are the source that will keep us. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We are so grateful, we are so grateful. Okay, well, Again, thank you. And I see the lines are lighting up. People are calling in and people are listening. So good, good. If you guys came, tuned in a little late, I just want to welcome you and let you know that all is well and that we're grateful to have another Sunday morning and grateful that you're able to tune in and to be here with us. Like I say, that is you guys who keep me motivated and keep me going. Some of you guys, I see your numbers all the time, and I know who you are, and I'm grateful for you. So, so grateful. Okay? But anyway, let's get on with today's show. The topic is, you are one with God. Boy, that's a mouthful. You are one with God, or I can say we are one with God, okay? You see, beloved one, the Spirit of God is in you and me, just like a wave is in the ocean. You go to the ocean, you see how the waves are intertwining on the surface of the ocean. Well, and that is part of the ocean. The waves are part of the ocean, and that is the same way that the Spirit of God is inside of us. It is part of us. Cannot get away from it. It's there. You and I are made in the spiritual image of God. And it is true that you and I are children of God. We have the same spiritual DNA inside of us that is in God. Isn't that powerful? You and I have the same spiritual DNA that is inside of God. And when we say that we were made in the image of God, we're talking about the Spirit of God, not your physical attributes, your physical looks, your temple looks. That comes from your parents, okay? But the true you, the true part of you, which is your spiritual inner being, is direct, connected with the God in you, okay? And so that's why I said that your DNA is the same. God created each one of us with special gifts. And this special gift, one of these special gifts, are free will, which in some cases may be a gift, but some places it's a good gift. It's always a good gift. It's based on how we use it as to how life ends up. So in other words, you have the ability to become whatever you desire in your life, whatever you choose. You can choose to live the high road and take a spiritual route and just, you know, be there. Or you can choose to take a low road and, you know, be low energy and low vibration. It's up to you. I don't know why you would want to, but that seemed to be the route that some people wanted to take. And I don't know. Maybe there's something in your karma that, you know, you have to come back and experience what it's like to live in poverty or to have to be in that kind of situation. I don't know your journey. I don't know your spiritual contract. So, and I don't judge when I see people really taking wellness of themselves, taking care of themselves and living at low vibrations. I just say God bless them and keep them going because I recognize that they are children of God just like as I am. So I do not criticize or judge people where they are in their life because with their free will, they've made choices. You know, there are such circumstances where things happen to people beyond their control. I understand that. But overall, we're pretty much in charge of what shows up in our life based on decisions that we made. So, see, when you and I came here and we came through the birth canal of our earthly mothers, many of us lost our identity. And, you know, I often think about that, too, because it is one of, you know, I know we're on the other side of the veil, and we've chosen our parents, and we know what we are coming here to work on. But when we come into the earth realm, the glimpse of all of that is gone. And I guess, you know, I'm beyond my pay grade as to why it is that we forget, but I guess it helps in our spiritual growth. We got to, God's already put everything in us that we need. So it's about us figuring it out and growing. That's part of the growth process, to be able to grow. If we knew everything, then there would be no need for growth. So I can understand to a certain degree what it is and how that's happening, you know? Today we're going to really talk about how to connect with God and how to tap into the power of God. Because, beloved ones, you are so powerful. I mean, it's hard for me to even to tell you how powerful you are and for you to recognize how powerful you are. The presence of God is in you now is the presence of God who has always been with you. Through every incarnation, and a lot of you have been through a lot of incarnations, there's some real old souls on this planet. Thing that is consistent is the same spirit of your in your I am present. That spirit of God has been inside of your physical temple every incarnation. Your physical temple has changed based on what you needed to work on as a soul. But that spirit that is inside of you has been there for eons, okay? And you have been here on this planet Earth for eons. And many of you have even not even only been here, but you've been to other places in the universe as well, okay? So that's a good thing. That creation, like I said, is Spirit of God is been with you all the time. Now, you have came here. Many of you have come here in male bodies. Many of you have come here in female bodies, and you have come in different time in different bodies. Sometimes you've came here with your masculine energy more stronger, and other times you've came here with the feminine energy was more stronger. You've come here as a black person. You have come here as a white person. You have come here as a red person. You've come here as a yellow person. You've come here as a brown person. Most of us have experienced all the races and all the things that from the physical appearances as they would be based on what we need to experience. You see? And for all of you who have incarnated on other planets, you know, I don't know what color you could have been. You know, you could have been green, you could have been blue. I have no idea, you know, but many of us have not only incarnated here on Earth, but we have incarnated on other planets, you know. And that's true. That's what I'm telling you. So what I'm telling you is that you and I are not the only intelligent beings in the universe. Sometimes I wonder about planet Earth as being so intelligent. And I know this is a school, but hey, there's other universal planets out there, and there's other beings out there who are doing things and being about things. But guess what? The same God that controls you and I here on planet Earth is the same God force that controls those beings there too, or either work with those beings. Let me put it that way: are part of those beings. They are really all part of that. You know, I've come to the conclusion that if we would teach our children at an early age about, you know, reincarnation and about coming back in different body types and different, you know, body skin colors, that would eliminate prejudice and discrimination based on the color of the skin. Because if you know that you were coming back the next time, you know, that you may come back as a black person, you're a white person, you would definitely think about how you wanted to treat a black person. If you were treating a black person not in an appropriate manner, you would want to think about how you're going to do that. If you were a black person and you were dealing with a Chinese person or a person with a yellow Texas skin, if you knew that in your next life you may come back as that too, you would have a whole different perspective of how you deal with that person. Okay? So with that understanding, you would be better if we taught our children about that, so we could eliminate this thing called prejudice and discrimination simply by teaching our children about the process of reincarnation. You know, and unfortunately, society hasn't accepted that as a whole, although reincarnation itself was part of the early teachings of the Christianity, but it has been subversed at this particular time because it's all about the control thing, you know. But I think about it, but if human beings would not discriminate each other based on their color or based on being a male or female, we'd probably find something else to have fine fault with each other, you know. But at least we won't have to deal with those things, you know. It makes it so much easier to be able to understand because, you know, we're all God's children. We're all should be here living collectively, and we're upset with somebody else because they don't look like us. Is that crazy or what? Is that crazy or what? You know, you upset with somebody because they don't look like you. Okay, that's why God put all types of people here. You know, God put all types of species of animals. Do all animals look alike? No. So why should all people look alike? You know, no, that makes it important that we have differences so we can experience that. So you want to, and once you pull back all the flesh from the human body, remove the bones, then there's nothing but pure spirit. There's pure spirit inside of these physical bodies. And these pure, it has no color to it. It is pure energy, okay? So that's what lies behind your physical being, is pure energy. And that's the pure energy that I'm telling you that is the same as the DNA as your creator. That pure energy that lies inside of you is the God energy that we're talking about. And every soul on the planet is your spiritual brother and sister. All are connected on a spiritual level, beloved ones. Although some of us don't live at that higher level of our spiritual consciousness and our spiritual capability, you are still brothers and sisters with those other spiritual beings, regardless of the difference in your physical skin color, okay? So stop acting out of control or acting in a matter of being upset with someone else because they don't look like you. Come on now, stop the foolishness. And that's just pure foolishness for you to do that and to allow that to control how you deal with someone, control who you love and how you love them based on because they look different from you. You know, if you're putting down another human being because of what they look like, then you're putting down God. Because God is the one that allowed that manifestation to take place. He didn't intend for all of us to come here to look alike. Okay? So be about it. Have some understanding. And if you are caught up in that physical aspect of it, that's your ego. That's your ego playing a major part in what's going on with you and causing you to feel that way. So it's not that way at all. You know, there's many scriptures in the Bible that talks about you and God, God and I are one, you and God are one. And I just want to share a few of these scriptures with you so you can have some better understanding of where I'm going with this, okay? For all of you who are my Christian brothers and sisters, you know, and for all my Buddhists and Muslim brothers and sisters, you know, just kind of listen to what we talk about here, and this will benefit you as well. I know this is a wide, broad, metaphysical community, so, you know, you may not understand all of it, but I do believe in a lot of teachings from the Bible, from the Christian books, the Krishna, Buddhas, Muslim. I teach a little bit from all of it. But right now I'm going to share a couple of scriptures with you from the Holy Bible. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you?" Let me share this with you again. 1 Corinthians 3:16. "Do you not know that you are God's temple and God's Spirit dwells in you?" John 14:20. "In that day you will know that I and my Father, and you and me, and I and you." And that's Jesus talking, and he's simply saying, hey, the Father in me, and the Father in you, and I am in you, and we are all one. That's what that's simply saying, okay? John 10:30. I and the Father are one. And that's pretty simple. I and the Father are one. And that is Jesus speaking, saying that God, see, the same God, spirit that lived in Jesus is the same spirit that lives in you and me right now. Once you begin to understand and have faith in your ability to believe in the God in you, then you will realize that you too have the same favor and have the same possibilities as Jesus had. We are all dealing in the same spirit, beloved ones, that the spirit inside of Jesus is no different than the spirit inside of you. Just that Jesus was able to, his level of faith was much deeper than most of ours. He understood and truly had that gift in knowing and recognized who he was. Yes, his incarnation had a special divine purpose and reason. He came here with a divine purpose and reason. So did you and I. Each one of us came here to do something significant on this plane. Not only work on our own karma, but you came here to do something to help humanity. And so you, it's up to you to figure out what your gift is and what it is that you came here to do and be about doing it, okay? Because you did come here to do something significant, all right? So let me just share a few more scriptures with you. John 10:34, and Jesus answers them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? You are gods, that you are part of the same family of gods that created this universe. Each one of you are gods because you have the same DNA and same spiritual structure as God. That's why he said you are gods, because your structure from a spiritual standpoint is the same as the God who controls the universe, beloved one. And finally, Psalms 82:2. I said, ye are gods and you are children of the Most High. Okay? And that's very significant. That's getting right down to the nitty-gritty of things, beloved ones. You came here with the same DNA with God, so that makes you a child of God, and you have the same DNA, and you have power that you have not even begin to unlock and begin to be powerful for. You know, you are powerful beings, and I pray that each one of you will take time to begin to unlock your power, and so you can utilize it, because you all came here to do something, okay? So you need to really understand what I'm saying, and hopefully by sharing the scripture with you, that you do understand what I'm telling you. See, your physical temple, beloved ones, is just a temporary vehicle for your spirit. This physical body that we have, it is just a temporary vehicle for your spirit to travel in. So, but it's very important that we take care of our physical bodies, because this is the home of your spiritual being. So it is so important that you take care of your physical body so you can fulfill your earthly purpose. See, no spirit is going to live in a body that's decontaminated, that's run down, that's not properly taken care of. Your spirit will not allow itself to be there, because if it came here with a divine presence, it needs you to be in your physical being, unless you decided to come here in a physical body that was not of its highest self, or a physical body that you needed to be able to do transformation, or you needed to work on certain things. Some people come here with physical bodies that are not quite the same as other ones. I have a special needs grandson who came into the earth realm, and 2 weeks after he got here, he had cataracts on his eyes, and he had a thing called Lowe's syndrome, which is a real powerful thing. And, you know, he wasn't able to walk or really to talk and to be able to, with a lot of health issues. But over the period, you heard me talk about him, over the period of time, he has excelled to a higher level, and he came here to teach us, the adults, how to operate from that position in his body and rise above, because he is truly now demonstrating his God power and moving forward. So regardless, sometimes spirits will take on physical bodies that they have to come and do certain work in, because that's what they choose to do. Remember, beloved one, you chose your parents, and you chose, you know, you knew what bodies they were going to be able to provide for you. That's why you chose those parents, even if that body is not perfected. And in a way, that's the temple you needed to come in and to operate from. But that spirit inside of you is an extension of God all time. Regardless of what your physical body may look like or what your physical temple may be composed of, has nothing to do with the spirit of God inside of it. If the house is, if it's not perfect, but the God inside of you is perfect. And you need to understand that to make sure that you have a full understanding that you are one with God. And you had there no doubt and that you may have challenges, and many of us may have challenges because, see, we kind of, we are people who are controlled by our five senses, really. You're controlled by your, what you see, hear, taste, and, you know, and just the five senses. And most of us can only identify with those five senses. And because, you know, we see things, we realize it's what it is. We hear things, and we realize it's what it is. And when it comes down to hearing and understanding and experiencing things that is not in our physical vision, we have a challenge with that. We have a challenge with that. So you have to, and once you open, and see, but once you open your spiritual eye, once your spiritual eye come open, you will look around and you see God everywhere. You see God spread out through nature, the changing of the seasons, and it's all about God. God is there bringing about every flower that blooms is a bit of God energy unfolding. You know, every being on the planet that you look into, everybody who's breathing and walking, it's all about God. So you can see the activity of God, but you have not been able to see God itself at this particular time. At one time, when you left your creation, you were created as a spirit, you were there with God. But as the incarnation, as you travel, you have no idea of what God appeared to look like, okay? I don't. No one knows that, okay? But, and I'm not mean, no, no one, I'm talking us who are here on this side of the physical realm, okay? But you have to understand that the most powerful things in the universe are usually the things you cannot see. Have you come to that conclusion that the most powerful things that you experience are things that you cannot touch and feel? You know, for example, when you go and you cook food in your microwave oven. Yeah. How many times when you cook food in your microwave oven, you were able to see energy that flowed through the food to be able to cook it? Well, I can answer that for you. You never saw it. You saw the finished product, or you may saw the food cooking, but you didn't see the energy that was going into the food that was being processed. That's unseen energy. That's power, beloved one. That's powerful. And how many times have you came in your house and hit the light switch, and all of a sudden the light came on? Were you able to see the current in the wall? Were you able to see the electricity in the wall that was flowing in order for that light to come on? No, you could not see that either, okay? So the unseen, and believe me, if you go stick your hand inside of that wall and you touch that wire, you will become a believer then. Okay, and so there is power, unseen power that is so powerful, and we only get attune ourselves to the things that we can see. But the unseen power is ultimately important, and it is really makes a difference. We just see the results of those powers. Okay, we just see what it is that actually happens, but. Beloved one, that's just in the same way the Spirit of God works in our lives as well and is in us, but we cannot physically see it with our eyes, but that power of the energy of God lies inside of us, just like the electricity lies in the wall and the power in the microwave. The energy of God is inside of you and me and every other being on the planet. But we have to learn how to tap into that power in order to really to get our lives going in the way that we need it to be, in the way that we need to operate, in order to maximize our gifts and maximize the spiritual things that God has here for us and allow us to experience. It comes from us having faith, beloved ones. The difference is that between each one of us, and difference between all those ascended ones, all those higher energy people who have come and accomplished things, the difference is our faith. Jesus said, if you have faith of a mustard seed, you could say to the mountain, move, and the mountain would move. Beloved ones, inside of each one of us is that spark of a mustard seed inside of us. We have that much faith in ourselves to be able to do it. When every time you turn on your light switch, you're using mustard seed type of faith. You just automatically know that the light's going to come on unless you didn't pay the bill. That's a different deal. But every time you hit that light switch, you have faith that it's going to work. That's what it is, a mustard seed type of faith. That's having just a little bit of faith, but you have that little bit of faith so intense, and you've been doing it all the time, and it works out all the time, so you're able to demonstrate that easily, okay? And the moment that you can realize that the Spirit of God operates in you as simple as like the light switch you turn on, the Spirit of God in you are that way as well. And when you get to the point that you can accept that as the truth, that God is inside of you and the power of God is that close to you and that accessible to you, that is the moment where your life will begin to shift into a higher state. You see, beloved one, we have to have faith and believing in that. See, truly understand that it doesn't take much to have a lot of faith, but you got to at least have some faith and to be able to understand how to work and how to operate into the God power. We tap into God's power because of the amount of faith that we have in God. Okay? So every time you look at every breath you take, every time you're looking and seeing something, realize that is God operating inside of you. And understand and connect to that feeling of God inside of you to the point where you know without a doubt that God is with you, and God is with you, beloved one. It's amazing that how powerful that God power is. And if you're in life right now and you're not feeling so connected to that God energy, make no mistake, it is you who have allowed yourself to be disconnected from God. God will never disconnect from you. You are the one who have allowed that to happen. And so in order to get back in the good grace of being connected to God, we have to begin to accept and have faith that God is alive and living with us, okay? You know, and so often, you know, it was taught in the old church in the old way, and a lot of us came up that way, you know, and people were pretty much taught the way based on what they knew. And the things they knew, so we ain't going to knock them for what they were doing, because they only taught what they knew, at least some of them did. There's some beings that knew the truth and still didn't teach the truth, okay? So we're not going to be concerned about that, but I'm talking about those folks who only taught what they needed to know. And they taught us to believe that we were detached from God, that God was up in the sky, somewhere out there in the universe, and that we had to beg and plead and call on this being that's millions of miles up in the sky, along with all the other people calling on God, that's what we needed to do. And that's why a lot of times where the church, the preachers in the churches became the symbol, because the people didn't feel as if that they could relate to God or connect God, and they felt that the preachers had some special connection with God that they didn't have, and so they became to idolize their preachers and ministers and put them on pedestals, beloved one. That's what that whole concept was about, and that is really sad, because each and every one of the ministers should have been teaching their parishioners that, hey, you know what, I have no more power than you have. Maybe I woke up and realized that who God is, and I'm going to share that with you, so hopefully that you will wake up and realize too, but I'm no more powerful than you are, okay? And God is not detached from you, but God is right here with you all the time. You see how much damage was done collectively when when people tell the young children, the young people, that God is somewhere else other than within them? My goodness gracious. What, now, that's a sin. That's a, that, to me, that is the original sin. Original error. That when you teach some young person that you are detached from God and that you have to look, you know, get on your knees and look up in the sky and hopefully God will hear you, your prayer. Oh, my God, what foolishness. You don't have to do that. God is within you. The Spirit of God is within you, beloved. You have always been one with God, and God has always been one with you. You don't have to look outside of yourself. Tap in and understand who you really are, okay? And if you're not sure how to do it, pray. Ask God to show you how to reconnect with him. To God, please help me to reconnect with you. I want to connect with you in a way that is for my highest good. And that I want to do this in a way that I need in order to become one with you, God. Help me to understand my true potential, my true power, and accept that I am one of your children. Just ask, loved one. It's easy to do that. It's easy to do that. And hopefully you have enough faith to pray until you're able to develop your strength, develop your, and allow your faith to grow. You see, but one thing for sure, beloved one, we came into this earth realm with the power of faith, but we lost that faith as we begin to grow as spirits, because every time you had a disappointment or had something not go the way you wanted to go, you got less and less faith in your ability to perform, you see. So you have to reconnect back to that God, I am present inside of you, and ask for that I am present to give you what you need in order to be able to reconnect, and so that you too can get back into your true belief and faith that God has in store for you. Now, as much as I wish I could open your head, open your heart, open your mind, and give you faith, beloved ones, I don't have that power. The only thing I can do is what I'm doing, and that is to remind you and remind you of who you are and point you in a direction. Then you have to take it for yourself to be able to grasp from that aspect of it and begin to realize who you truly are, a child of God. You are, beloved one. You are true children of God, and nobody else tell you anything any different. You are a child of God, so that makes you gods and goddesses. And ain't nothing blasphemy about that, you know. Of course, you know, the traditional teaching will tell you that you shouldn't be believing and thinking like that. Then, hey, I'm sorry. They don't get it. They're not consciously aware of it, and so we'll let them grow at their own pace. But for you who are open-minded and receptive and understand that you are gods and goddesses, I want you to start living and acting and putting your life in that level where you can reconnect yourself with the God within you and to begin to understand the power that your Creator has given you to be and to be in charge and to control your destiny. Yes, you're given that free will, and that free will is what is going to help you through your life, whether it be positive or negative. With your free will, beloved one, you have a choice. I've just given you some options to let you to see what your potentials are if you choose to follow them. And hopefully you will open, and if you tune into the show today, and if you're listening to this message, you have been guided here by Spirit to be part of this spiritual community, then I know that you are conscious to the point of who you are, and you just maybe need to develop more faith in your God self. So this is what it's all about for us, to develop more faith, to be able to ascend to that higher state of awareness and step out and begin to be and do all that God intends for us to live and to be able to expand. I know each one of you out here listening, majority of you, are light workers. This which I do, you can do too. So I'm asking you to tap into your God self and have faith where you can begin to expand your energy and your consciousness where you can have effect on others as well, beloved one. Each one of us are responsible to reach out and expand. Like I said, you came here to work on your own individual karma. This is true, your own individual life, but you came here also to help humanity to grow and to expand. And the only way you can really do that is that you tap into your God self. Just like beloved Jesus said, it is not I who do the work, but the Father in me who do the work. So, beloved one, and I shared with you earlier, that same spark of God that lived in Jesus lived in you and me. So we have the potential. And even Jesus said it. Jesus said, the work I do, you can do, and even more. So it's already been explained to us that we have the power to do it, but we just have not bought into the faith or understood that we have that power. But from this day on, we're going to connect in the level that we begin to have faith, belief in our God self, and faith that that power is within us, and that power is there to assist us at all times. And like I told you earlier, if you're not connected in the way you want to be, it is not because God walked away. It's just because you have become disconnected based on teaching that was taught to you and beliefs that maybe you had. You have become detached from that standpoint. But you can reattach yourself this day and begin to grow and begin to move in that higher energy and higher realm of understanding and consciousness. And believe me, your God force is waiting for you to come and ask to be reconnected. Then you will get more support than you could ever imagine once you have begun to reconnect. It doesn't mean that you instantaneously are going to have instantaneous faith, but you are going to grow into your understanding of the faith that's inside of you and begin to connect with that faith inside of you and begin to know that that power of God in you is alive and active. Just like you click on the switch, and guess what? The light comes on. But the most beautiful thing about the power of God, you don't have to click on the switch. The power of God is activated all the time. You just have to tune yourself to that power, because God is flowing inside of you constantly, all the time, beloved one. There's never a second in the day that you're not being activated by the power of God, that the energy of God is not flowing into you and allowing you to be who all that you are and all that you can be and all that you will ever be is because of the energy of God that flows in you. So this day, I just want you to open yourself up to the understanding and awareness of who and whom you are, beloved ones. It is so important. If you want to see the quality of your life begin to expand and explode and go to a higher level, then begin to understand that God is working with you and God is part of you and God is here to help you. And most important, share that energy. Share that understanding. When you share with another the power of God, God will give you even more energy because you are sharing and identifying with them. And even more than sharing, live the life yourself so, and make yourself an example of the power of God that flows into you. You know, people will observe you just by the way that you are. You can touch people's lives. When they see your life, see you excelling and seeing you becoming more spiritual in your life, those who are around you will begin to gravitate to you. Those who are spiritual or who have the desire to want to do that will begin to collectively draw to you, and they don't even know why they're drawing to you, because your magnetic energy, that force inside of you, will be pulling them towards you just like a magnet. But then that is what your power is, and that's what the power of God inside of you can bring into your life and to bring into those around you, beloved one. So utilize it. Utilize it. You are a powerful being, and I'm just grateful that you have taken time today to come to hear this word, this message of God, to be able to utilize it. But even hearing it is secondary to utilize it. I want you to be able to take this information and utilize it in your life to make your life better. And that's the reason that I do these shows, to help you every Sunday, that I allow myself to be a vessel and to come to you is because I want God to utilize me to be able to be protect or give me the power to be able to share with you about God's love and God's compassion and God's energy, because it's powerful, beloved ones. And you, each one of you, are beautiful spirits and beautiful energy, and you're at the level where you're conscious and you're receptive and you're ready. You go, you're on the path, and all I'm doing is just reminding you of who you really are, okay? So we're grateful. So we're going to close out today a little early, and we're going to close out with a prayer, knowing that we are now in the vibration of God. Can you not feel it, beloved one? You should be able to feel that energy now is sparking up inside of you, now that you have come to full understanding and awareness of who and whom you are, okay? So let's close out with a prayer. We're going to have a prayer of calling for union and connection to God this morning. So, Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for another day of life, another day of living, another day of being in your space and in your life. God, we this day, we open us up and give us the ability to have and our mental capability to have faith in you. Give us that faith that we can have the faith of a mustard seed to begin to believe and understand who we truly are. Truly understanding that we're connected to you just like that wave is connected into the ocean. That we are one with you just like that wave is in the ocean. We are connected in all aspects and you are there. You are our eyes, our hand, our mouth. Everything operate because God, because you have allowed us to be able to participate. That each cell in our body, each organ in our body is being perfected because of the divine construction that you have put inside of us and the divine health that you're allowing each one of us to have and to experience. All these things come together because you are allowing your energy to work inside of us. And so we go this day knowing, God, that you will support us, knowing, God, that we are one with you, and knowing that we are opening ourselves up and allowing the energy of you, God, to be there and to support us on all levels. So we say thank you, God. We are so grateful for you being who you are and allowing us to be who we are. And we pray this day for this country. We pray for the divine understanding and wisdom of the people in America and in the world to be more collective, more harmony. We pray for harmony. We pray for peace. We pray for all things that are divinely protected. We pray for divine justice and divine understanding and divine love. So we say, thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. I'm so grateful for you. You have no idea that how much I love you. And glad that you're able to participate, share with your family, friends, have them. You know these shows are archived. To go back and listen to the show. By all means, they have the ability to do that. So have a marvelous and wonderful day, and we will connect next week. Now, we're no longer doing the weekday shows at this particular time because we found out that the timing, it was the morning show, and just found out the timing was too late, especially for people on the East Coast. Most of you guys going to work by the time the show was started, and other parts of the world too, but we will revamp that at some point. And I'm also considering doing a midweek 30-minute show. So anyway, we'll work it out. We'll just have Spirit to open the doors and see what is necessary. We see what we should do. But anyway, beloved ones, peace and love to you, and have a marvelous day. Thank you.